my mom and I were at Blockbuster or something, and I saw a long, long trailer, and I was like, what is this? I have to see this. We watched it that night, and I think I watched it three more times that weekend, and I was like, I want a camper or a trailer. I want to have my own little home on wheels.
Lucy, I'm home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Having a Ball podcast. Today, we are here with Carrie, and we are going to talk about the Long Long Trailer. And if you don't remember, guys, Carrie is the owner of the Not So Long Trailer. And we
that's a Long Long Trailer.
Yes. We talked to her. I can't remember the episode, but we did an episode.
Yeah, it was a very popular one because it was the only one people were more prone to watch than listen.
So. And it's not because of us.
No, nothing to do with us. Yeah. Welcome back, Carrie.
Thrilled to be back with you guys, talking, of course, my favorite Lucy, but especially this movie, Long Trailer.
Yeah. So this is, a lot of people feel like it's just a long episode of I Love Lucy.
But
Nicholas, or Nick, or Nikki, and his wife, Carrie.
Casey.
Woo, I was like, it starts with a key. Key.
Nikki and Casey.
Nikki and Casey. Ugh. They buy a trailer. They get married. They go on a trip. And that's all I'm going to tell you guys right now. Because, I mean, we'll get into it. We'll get into the movie. But it
now,
there's
here's
a lot of shenanigans.
My
right?
question was, their last name is Collini, which to me sounds Italian, I assume. But he busts out the Spanish like he does in an I Love Lucy episode. And there's a little portion where he does the Spanish. So I'm wondering if anybody picked up on, was he supposed to be Italian? Was he supposed to be Cuban?
Maybe she's
I think
Italian,
they were having all kinds of fun with this one.
Yeah.
It really did seem like just a mashup. And I've read the book, and the book doesn't really give you that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. They took very creative liberties, I suppose, with this one. Yeah. And you could tell the differences, I think, from them having their four, you know, original writers on I Love Lucy and then trying to take this over to the movie. You can feel the difference because it's not the writers that were on I Love Lucy. So you can kind of feel that it's not the same sort of dialogue. Did you get that sense?
Yes. But I mean, there's still that zaniness, but it was a different kind of craft and a different kind of feel. It felt, I don't know, a little bit more highbrow than, you know, the typical Lucy harebrained schemes, but you definitely got that sense. I think I describe it to people as it's a longer I Love Lucy episode minus Fred and Ethel.
Yeah. And did you see it that way, Siva? I don't think you did.
I used to actually describe that to people. But it is based off of a book. And so I find that key bit of information a bit more. It changes it a little bit for me in my mind. The book's called The Long, Long Trailer.
Yes.
It's published in 1951 by Clinton Twiss. And it was based on kind of his life and his
own adventures
story with his wife. They decided to sell all their belongings, travel to the country, travel in a trailer in the late 1940s, and so this book is basically based off of that and their time, which I think is really kind of cool. You can find this book online for free if anyone wants to read it.
It was interesting with what you just described there, you know, selling everything and traveling. There's a lot of going on with that now in 2021. It really is. So the idea that people are shaping their trailers, their vans, their, you know, sports cars and things like that to travel, probably because of the pandemic, you know, and that's the only way to travel. That
it's,
you know,
van life now. I mean, van life, get in the camper. Campgrounds are full. It's almost crazy trying to get a campsite anymore, which is like, yay, I'm glad people have discovered camping, but also like, dang, we can't even get in.
We can't get a spot any longer. Everybody knows our getaways now. Yeah. And so With yours, was it a decision? Did you used to have a trailer when you were younger ever do that sort of thing? Or is this just new as a grown woman just decided to grab a trailer?
You and watched here we this are. Movie and was like, I want to get a trailer. Life.
I yeah. mean, basically, so my husband had camped and they yeah. had a camper and all kinds of lived the camping life. I distinctly remember going through all of my I Love Lucy episodes. And then my mom and I were at Blockbuster or something. And I saw a long, long trailer. And I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. I have to see this. We watched it that night. And I think I watched it three more times that weekend. And I was like, I want a camper or a trailer. I want to have my own little home on wheels.
Trailerite, they call it in the movie.
Yes. But I didn't want to mess with those trailer brakes. Those are no fun. Yeah. I'll let Jeff handle that. Yeah. Yeah. But I was fascinated by having this home on wheels and I couldn't get enough of it. So fast forward to, I guess it was 5 years ago when we got our first one. That was my first time ever experiencing being a trailerite.
Yeah.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Oh my gosh. And just to, did you go on, did you just find it online or did you go on to like a show like they did?
Like a trailer show? I always thought they were going to have one of those shows. Like yeah. there was one in Louisville, not too far from us. And it was one of those boating and trailer shows. And in my mind, I mm-hmm. thought it was going to be like that opening scene. And yeah. to my disappointment, it wasn't.
No.
But we found ours on Craigslist and gave it a complete revamp. And it was so funny because I'm talking about the second, the not so long trailer part two. Mm-hmm. That one, the lady was so cute. She was like, it's got the curtains all ready to go. It's actually an 84 Prowler. And she was like, you could take it on the road this weekend and go camping. And I was like, oh, you are not going to recognize it by the time we're finished.
Oh my gosh. She had no idea what was happening to it.
Completely different.
And you know, when I was looking up information for this and you come across a lot of Lucille Ball trailer things because, you know, before even I Love Lucy, perhaps even in the midst of her movie career, she was modeling trailer wardrobe, which I didn't know was a thing.
That.
Okay. And so there's photos of her with, you know, the long bathing suits and the coats. She's standing next to a trailer. You know, she's very young looking and it's, you know, this summer wardrobe for Americans on the road, housed in one of America's most popular fads, trailers. The primary, problem in all trailers, large or small, is space. Clothing must be reduced to a minimum, yet planning can produce a small, packable wardrobe equal to any demand, as lovely Lucille Ball, film star, proves on this page. And it shows just a lot of images of her, you know, modeling different outfits for the road, which don't look very comfortable for the road. They look like you're going out on the town and not exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you should have back in the day. I mean,
right.
You didn't. It was a full experience getting dolled up, even if you were just hitching up your trailer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
I mean, we'll talk about this more, but I mean, Ricky's like in a suit.
Yes,
of
yes.
The time.
He's trying to fix it in a suit.
I was like, all right, dude.
Come on. He must always be very sharply dressed.
Oh, absolutely.
I was just going to say a fun fact is that so the movie was made or the trailer for the movie was made in Alma, Michigan. And one of the women, do you know this, who
made the
curtains for the movie?
Yeah,
she got the table, the round table that folds, and it's still like in their family as an heirloom.
That is awesome.
I mean, what a treasure to have that.
Right? Mm-hmm. It would like sit in my room and be like, no one touch this.
Yes, exactly.
Put all the Lucy memorabilia, but no one.
There's like a velvet rope around it. Please
yes,
do not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't touch.
And this movie was directed by Vincent Minnelli. You know, and his daughter apparently appeared in a couple of scenes, but then he cut her appearance. So, because when I first read it, I said, I don't remember her being anywhere near the scenes,
right?
But yeah, he did remove it for some reason. But of course, the connection there is Liza having dated Desi Jr. later on, you know, when he was
a
teenager.
Isn't that crazy to think about? All
the connections.
Like, little, yeah.
Yeah, all those connections.
Great.
Yeah. And I think Desi was trying to buy the rights to this film before MGM beat him out. And he still went on to be in it with Lucy.
Okay. Did you notice that there were two cars in this movie? Not
yes.
Not the one that he buys and the one he had before that, but the two cars that were supposed to be the one car that he bought.
Mm-hmm.
There was the 1953 Mercury and then the 53 Lincoln.
Say the Lincoln was the heavy duty tower.
The steep ones. Yeah. The ones they needed to get it, to get those shots. But you can see like the rounder curves. And then I think there's that grill, the in the front with the Lincoln that you can see that's like, oh, that's not the right, or the same car that he spent all that money on.
Although, would you be concerned? I've got my
eye online for the Mercury, if we could ever find one.
Oh, wow.
Anybody out there spots a Mercury at a decent price? The Not So Long Trailer would like to purchase it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I would be concerned with such a nice vehicle ruining it, perhaps, with hitching and pulling that trailer, that it didn't, you know, didn't snap off. Or what kind of car do you have pulling yours?
So we have a Jeep. Okay. So it is rated to pull a camper as heavy as ours. We do have the 59 Rambler, which unfortunately is not heavy enough. We've talked about possibly revamping it because it is yellow and white and it would match perfectly. We park them next to each other, but it will physically not pull our trailer, which is sad. So right now it is a Jeep, but it is a beast of a Jeep. It has gone to Maine and Montana and back twice.
It's made it. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to get into the movie? Do you have any more back?
Let's get into the movie.
Let's get into the movie.
So, more of the,
yeah.
I've got like inflation stuff, but that only really works when we're talking about the actual prices.
So I can hear the opening music. I can hear the music. Entire time. And so of course, now that we're humming that, the first thing I wanted to know, because Lucille Ball was famous for having her voice dubbed throughout most of her
voice.
Yeah. And it wasn't
in this one.
It was actually her.
Yes.
And both really. Of them really. But you know, I was always looking for you know, that is it Lucy? Is it not? Because you can tell sometimes when it's Lucy, it's like, that is not her voice.
Yes. I mean, someone's like badly obvious.
Yeah, like DuBarry was a lady, and I was like, that is not her.
Lucy as well.
They went?
Yeah. Oh, I said they do a dubbing in the first episode of Here's Lucy.
And it's real obvious it's not.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just awkward. So I'm glad they left it. I mean, obviously, she doesn't have the best singing voice in the world, right. But it's just more charming and you know it's her. So
yeah, they probably told her.
I think they did a good job.
Softly sing because I could see
it was soft. Like, you're singing and you're driving and like, you don't have to be good when you're in
love.
You're
just cruising along, breezing along.
Yes. Now, I
gather
the opening, of course, is, you know, Nikki and Tacy Collini, and they have what I see as recycled outfits that Lucy has used for I Love Lucy movie premieres, magazine, you know, photo shoots. Same. I mean, any Lucy fan will pick up on that it's the same sort of clothes, like that first one with the kind of like a heart cut out sort of up here.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Oh wait, yes. Are we skipping the like dramatic, it's a fine thing when you come home and you're home and come home to your home and your home.
The whole dramatic the flashback
part. He's complaining goodness. To the other husband. Ugh. yeah
Like, calm down, dude.
Checking out that deep freeze.
Yeah and
also
And I okay. think he must have just been at his wit's end at that point before they have the flashback.
Clothes. Yeah. So yeah, you were saying I really liked what she was wearing in that opening scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Wow. Oh, and again, they were just relaxing at home. No, they weren't going anywhere. They were just, you know, at home. And so, of course, I think we all felt a little bad for her because this is the part where he starts to kind of make fun of her because she wants a trailer, you know, and she
he's like, I'd never make fun of you.
Yeah.
She wants to make a home. How can you argue with her? She wants to make you a nice, comfortable home.
Yes, because she saw him from across the room and the poor guy had no one to put his button, you know, sew his buttons. And so she wanted to be the one to sew his buttons.
Does anyone know what Nick does?
Engineer,
he,
right?
Job is? Yeah, he's like an architect or like engineer. He's talking about building a bridge.
Traveling one?
Yeah.
Because she mentions all the different.
Why does he travel so much?
A bridge across the Pacific, right. Or a dam across Alaska, all of the, I guess, yeah, just travels around and engineer.
Yeah, as an engineer. And so she, which again, and it's another common theme in Lucy's life, that's what she wanted, to build him a home to keep him home, or she the home with you. You know, so they would
have the luggage, which that's my favorite part, not having suitcases all the time. It's like, nope, just step on into your living room,
right?
And you know, you've got your closet, everything's there. Love that part.
And
of
so she's showing him the photos of the trailer. It's like, oh look, nice closet space. No, that's the living room.
The living room.
Yes, that's the living room. Okay.
Yeah, the photo that they show, right? Like, it does actually look much bigger than the camper that they get.
Yeah.
Not that they get, but that they first go to see. I want to figure out. Now, I get that it is a trailer show. Mm-hmm. I understand that. I am trying to figure out what a full-on pool that someone is diving into is doing.
I love that feature.
At a show.
That's a good question.
I don't know that it's bad. It's not a bad thing.
You just have questions.
Is it?
Maybe they were trying to sell some pools for the trailer park.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, like, maybe, you know, they want you to have that whole atmosphere of, like, you're going, you see the pool. But I was like, why does someone have to actively be diving into it?
Like at all the time,
it's an active pool
diver.
Right?
But, yeah. Well, if you ever
they had
go
a bigger
to those
budget than the episode, so they could go for
if you ever go to those home shows now, there's always pools and spas being sold. I mean, you're just left and right being, you know, and it's one of those things where it's a spa with all the jets that you're probably never used, maybe just the one time, and so it's very inviting. But yeah, I don't think I could get one of those. So their budget was $1,700 for a home. Now, I don't know what they meant.
Start out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they meant when they said $1,700. Does that mean for the price? I know it wasn't rent or a mortgage, because that would be a little too much. But did they mean as a house price? Because even that seems a little.
I don't know.
A little too much, or a little too little for a house. But
yeah, he would need a couple of projects lined up, I guess. To
I think he did mention rent.
Probably.
He did mention rent. So maybe it's like moving down there. Maybe it was the honeymoon, because they talked about.
Yeah, part of the budget was the honeymoon.
Saving money for the honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So maybe part of that was for, I don't know. Well, I had that question too, but like,
nonetheless, she did go and fall in love with the bigger one with the bell. And I think your trailer has that bell, right? When you first open the door. Yeah.
I loved that feature.
That was a great feature.
Everything about walking into that trailer. I remember watching that scene and it was like, this is fantastic. Look, and when she's going to the oven with the glass in the oven, so you don't have to open it to peek to look in, and the sunken living room, which I do have some trivia about that. Mm-hmm. Did you see anything about that sunken living room?
No.
No.
So that is not an original feature of The New Moon. They added that for filming purposes. Because when I started to research the actual New Moon, in addition to looking for a Mercury, I would love to eventually find
the new moon.
A real New Moon.
I found one.
Did you?
It was like real, real bad. Like,
yeah, some of
almost
them
past the fixer upper, like kind of in the just trash it phase. Like, that is it sounds,
there's,
you know.
One in LA, and then there's one, a friend of mine that we met through Lucy Groups has one in South Carolina. So I keep saying, okay, you're closer to that way. I have to come down and see this. But I was surprised to know that the sunken living room was not a real feature. They just
That's interesting.
That
yeah, to kind
so
of give
that
it more
Tacy,
space.
Or not Tacy, I'm sorry, that Nikki could fall in that opening
scene.
That's right.
Yeah, they need him to fall.
I love, so there's that close-up of Nikki, right? Like, when he's sitting on the couch, and I swear his face, like, played on the face was like, oh my God, she's falling in love. Like, we need to get her out. because as soon as you see that close up, he like gets up and he's like, no, we're going. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, we're just looking, you know. So
I just she does eventually fall in love with that one, which you know,
does. And then
$1,800 for the down payment. And the total right. ends up being $5,345.22 that he had not planned for. That was not in the budget for a home. But
yeah,
she
I was gonna say, so softened I know her he way spent up. $1,932.20 Was that 5,000 or one? I thought it was 1,000.
Well, I think that was just a down payment, but the total of the whole thing after they make payments would be that total.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but just to take it off the lot was $19,964 today in like today's money.
Oh my gosh. That's excessive.
And then
I'm going to have to get a couple more jobs.
Yeah.
Right. Seems excessive. And then of course he's got that. And then he's got the car because this guy's like, oh, what kind of car do you have? Mm-hmm. And then goes over. Like, this is such a salesman move, right? They probably yeah. all work together.
Of course.
You know, they send people to each other and they don't tell you all the things you need until after you've made the original purchase.
Yes.
And then he's like, oh, wait. And by the way, like, he could have asked about the car beforehand and then said, well, you're going to need a new car and this. But no, he had it on the back burner, like as soon as he makes the payment, gives me the first check, then I'll ask him what his car's like.
Yeah,
it's then all a build screwed, up to right? those trailer brakes.
That's exactly right. Yes, it is. And otherwise, if he did it the other way around, though, Ziva, he would not be a good salesman because people would, you know, immediately walk off the lot saying, "No, we don't have the car for you this."
The money, yeah.
But no, once you're,
I get it. But
once
still,
you're stuck. Okay, you're stuck.
Does anyone know who plays the guy who welds on the hitch?
Oh, that the trailer breaks first. Trailer breaks first.
Such a good job. Yes, I was like, I meant to look him up, but I was like, there's just something about it. Like,
either, but he is great.
Yeah,
yeah.
His voice stays really with him, and he hears him in his nightmares. But
yeah, I was like, okay. When I saw that and him freak out like that, right? I was like, he's having a full-on panic attack, dude.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Well, and then he was telling him trailer and car, jackknife like that. Yeah. I still distinctly remember seeing that and was like, does that happen? Could right. that happen? Like, oh, my gosh.
So he's panicking because now he's in charge of doing something he's never done before, which is, you know, haul a trailer behind him, which he did not expect to happen. He thought he was just going to have a home with no wheels, but he took her to that show. That was the first mistake, was taking her to that show.
Right.
She fell in love.
They buy it. They get everything ready. And then we have the wedding scene, which I just love.
Yeah. It's so pretty. Oh, that wedding dress.
She's beautiful.
Oh gosh. She's even the bridesmaids gowns. Mm-hmm. I loved those too. I was like, can I have one of those?
You know, and I was watching that scene of the wedding scene. And in my, I know it's supposed to be very romantic where they're trying to find each other because they're so busy, you know, tending to the other guests. And so, but, and at that point they were probably married, what, 15 years in real life or something like that, something, you know, close to that. But I can tell sort of in Lucy's face, she always had this twinkle about her. And just when she's doing romantic scenes like that with Desi, you know, kind of making the love story that she wished she had in still going in real life, she would do it on the I Love Lucy. She would do it in Forever Darling, doing it in Long Long Trailer. I just, you know, in my mind, just, I would imagine that she's living out that in these movies. And I think that was one of them, you know, one of those scenes.
I agree. When she grabs him, when he comes around the corner and they have that moment, that I think that's truly them.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also feel like it's incredibly relatable.
Which,
like,
the wedding,
I don't know what your weddings were like, but I had to look for my husband multiple times. Like,
you're getting pulled here, say hi exactly. here, go like, over here.
Yeah,
it was so much of like, I'm entertaining everyone else, and I was like, I just want to get married and then leave. Can you
leave?
Now, did you have that rice situation though? Because that was obscene. Yeah.
No. And I love how she's getting that was more a and more lot. Annoyed. She's like, let's go, let's go.
That was a lot of every rice. Time he
starts it up, they're throwing rice.
Oh my gosh.
I was wondering, yeah, if it's a blooper. A little bit.
It's like,
oh, maybe. Handfuls. Yeah.
When she, you know, she kind of like rears back. Every time I watch that scene when she's like, uh-huh. I wonder if the car was supposed to have taken off or something, because she right. keeps like
jerking herself little.
Back and forth in the seat. And I'm like, yeah. what's going on with that bit?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That so that
felt bad though, because she was like, they're saying goodbye. Let's go.
Yeah. And then here go. Comes another avalanche of rice and whatever else.
Oh my gosh. And I'm in love with that dress. That one dress. Did your wedding at all have any sort of Lucy-esque type theme or no? That was,
you know, it didn't. It was very, I mean, it was vintage themed for mm-hmm. sure. But it was like Victorian meets 20s.
Okay.
So I kind of predated Lucy with yeah. our wedding.
So vaudeville.
Yeah. Maybe that gives me some ideas for some vow renewal ceremony.
There we go. There we go. Yeah. And so they have the wedding, of course, and someone puts the just married sign mm-hmm. in the back of the trailer that he does not appreciate, which is just annoying, I think, going down the
My parents still highway. Have their just married sign.
Really?
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
I think that's really cute. We don't have one.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so they had that, and that's why they were all being, you know, honked at and slowed well, down. Well, that,
and because he's going like
so 5 miles an hour. 20 miles an hour.
He's hardly moving at all. And then you get that whole scene where she's like looking at the maps, right? And one of my favorite lines of the whole movie where she's like, you turn right here, left.
Yes.
Turn right
that
here.
Such a yes. great Lucy line. I mean, that could not have been written any better. And I know I frequently say it when we're on our trips, because why not?
Yeah. So are you usually in charge of the navigation?
You know what? I'm not. I'm in charge of the tunes and, okay.
And Google, maybe Google Maps.
Yeah, the tunes, and I double check the map. But he's actually a fantastic planner. We have like an entire itinerary of where we need to be, the campground. Like I'm saying, it's hard to get campgrounds anymore. So we know where we're gonna go that night, how long we have to get there. So he's kind of the navigation person, and I'm in charge of making sure the podcast and the tunes are ready to go.
Okay. And they so she does that, the right turn here, and he's just beside himself, and you know, because you can't turn this thing around, this will be going on for miles and miles to turn it around. That's when he realizes what they did, that with the cans and the sign. Again, in the suit, because he's always in the suit.
But then they cut away. So he looks real angry when he pulls that off, right? Because he's probably frustrated, but they cut away to like
a happy scene
where they're just really happy.
Yeah.
Guys, did you get your husband a wedding present? Or did your husband get you a wedding present?
No. No, I don't think so.
Missed opportunity, I think.
I'm going to be right back. Like,
I know.
Excuse me.
My wedding present. She got a camper for hers. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. He puts
I thought that was really
the car cute, or the like, camper in her name. Yeah. And
yeah. But was that like a thing? Do you know? Was that like a normal?
I mean, I know push presents.
I know dowry
for babies, you know, having babies, but I don't know about wedding, you know, exchanging.
Right. And I know like dowries were things, but like not. Wait, what did you say about babies?
I said like when you have a baby, I know that the husband sometimes gives a push present, but I'd mm-hmm. never heard. Oh, did you not? Or is this another conversation?
Really? That one I have heard about, but not the wedding gift.
Not
really.
The exchanging of gifts. Yes, yes. I think Ziva has a lot of talking after push. This. And so they you know, like you said, the next scene is them happily, you know, riding along. Finally, somehow he was able to turn the trailer around.
She gets the car, right? She gets the present, and then they go to the RV park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And mm-hmm. this is where he tries to pull that like super romantic, I'm going to carry her over.
One of the most frustrating scenes of the entire movie. It's so frustrating because Now, here's the thing.
Everyone comes up.
Why not say, I'm just carrying my new bride into right. the home? You could have avoided a lot.
You could have avoided that extra 50 people you're feeding and having drinks with.
That are now in your trailer.
Maybe, entire night.
Maybe. Yes. But I feel like if he said he was married, like they were just getting married, they might have
a party anyways, for them. Yeah.
Just to be like, hey, we need to celebrate.
Or teach them how to be newlyweds or, you know, don't forget this or the end. Yeah.
But right. they probably could have avoided her getting drugged with a sleeping pill. So.
That's true. Someone slipped her a sleeping pill. No clue. But you had some sort of information on the man who didn't have the Epsom salt. He was.
Yeah. Before we get that, are camping like RV parks that
elaborate.
Friendly nowadays?
Oh
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people I guess it really depends friendly, on
is it friendly
one.
Or nosy? I don't know, but a little bit of both.
A little maybe. Bit of both, but I mean, I don't know. It's kind of, I guess I'm a little biased because we travel around, you know, in a Lucy camper, so that's kind of
yeah.
That's invites people to come up and say yeah, hello.
That's true. It's a big Lucy and Desi. Like
so, we get a lot of what is that? Or like, can I ask you about this? So we end up meeting a lot of fun people, but it's a neat talking point because otherwise, you know, people wouldn't come up and say anything. But I feel like it's not as loud as that first trailer part.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one, you know, the your mother is calling or your kids are playing in the park. Thank goodness that's not there for
that's
the most
funny.
Part.
Yeah. Maybe your mother wants you to come back home or something. That's that was funny.
Because I was going to say, like, I can go camping. Like, the last time Colin and I went camping, we didn't talk to anyone. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Different times. But, different times.
Different times. Mm-hmm. But anyways. We also went like tent camping and we were in an equine area, so like there were less people.
Yeah,
we did that on accident, but I feel like we're purposefully going to do that now because there's such fewer people and it's just very rough. Like whenever I see the guy from the RV park, so he's the guy that says there's no Epsom salts. He says that, you know, he talks about not knowing his neighbors. That is Howard McNear, and he played Floyd in the Andy Griffith Show. Mm. And so every time I see him, I just think Floyd.
Oh, yes.
He just, that's just, maybe that's because I saw it. That's who I know him. You know, I saw every episode and I saw him in it, but like.
I think the same.
Yeah, I couldn't see him and not think, oh, look, Floyd Lawson. Like.
He was on his own camping trip away from Mayberry.
And he ran into Lucy. Another connection. So many connections.
There you go. But yes, I cannot believe that they gave her a sleeping pill.
Yeah, that's very strange.
It is a heck of a punchline, though, on the way out. That's too funny.
Yeah.
She don't know it, but I gave her a sleeping pill. Bye now.
You can deal with it.
And I mean, I don't know how to handle, this is just my own hang up. I don't know how to handle people that push their way into your lives like that, because by nature, I'm not rude. I don't, you know, if it's a bad haircut and I don't like it, no, I'm not going to, okay, this is great. Here's a tip. And I'm even tipping. Or if the waitress, the food, I'm just kind of like, yeah, I guess I like fish when really I ordered steak, but okay. But you know, I'm just, okay, I'm allergic, but I'll just, okay. So, but with this, I don't know how it would handle, because first of all, I'm here with my new husband. I'm trying to, you know, get to know this place that we just purchased and get to know him and just have a romantic night in, and he's attempting to carry, you know, her inside and just be romantic, I suppose. But now they have all kinds of roommates for the night, and I'm wondering how you guys would handle that, pushing their way into your homes.
Okay, before I answer that, I do want to also mention that I don't even think she was at the party. I think she was in the back because they were like, you need to sit in the back. And like,
that's true. Yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Take her back. They're like in that first scene and she's looking around like, am I playing along? I guess point, I am.
Uh-huh. I would have started doing like jumping jacks or something and been like, I am fine. Get out of my trailer. Like,
okay. So we have different approaches is what you're saying.
Not, like, it's not rude, but like at that point you are, that's not a little bit. That's not like,
that's too much.
Usually at restaurants, I do the same thing. If I don't get steak though, like yeah. I'm saying something,
yeah.
But like, cause there's that whole thing that they throw it all out and I can't wrap my head around mm-hmm. being that person that needs to complain about everything.
Right.
But like, guys, this is more than that. They're coming into your house. They're having a full on party. They're making a mess for you to clean up in the morning.
They're going and through your stuff.
Peace out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Inviting and in others that are walking by just to see yeah. your curtains.
Yeah, that's no, right. She was very impressed with the curtains.
Like, get out, please.
Yes.
I would say it nicely, but I would be like, I'm fine. You guys need to leave.
That's what you do, the old light switcheroo where you're like, all right. Thank or the you yawn. For coming.
The yes, yeah. stretch yeah. and yawn. Oh, it's a long night. But have you ever had people that I'm sure everybody's attracted to your trailer, of course, but have where they have, you know, overstayed their welcome that, oh, okay, we want to.
We've had a few of those and I'm kind of your personality where yeah. I'm just like, I'm not going to be, I mean, can you imagine yeah. somebody with a Lucy camera being rude right. like that? Right. It just doesn't happen. And that's not who we are. We're both very like interactive mm-hmm. and entertainment, you know, theater people. So right. we'll get to a campground and, you know, we're trying to set up and we've been on the road, but then we'll end up talking to people and, you know, setup will take, you know, an extra hour or mm-hmm. when we finally get set up, we'll be just wanting to read a book or I have a travel journal, but there's always somebody that'll come up and chat with you and some will stay like, you know, 5 or so minutes. And some people will honestly pull up a chair and hang out. And we always kind of look at each other like, well, okay. I guess we could chit chat for a while. But then after yeah. a point, we'll do the, if we're outside, we'll be like, okay, well, I guess, you know, record is over. I usually can go flip the record or mm-hmm. grab something inside. And then we can kind of ease our way out. I haven't quite figured out that, you know, here's how to end the conversation without being rude, you know?
Yeah. 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 That scene was very, a little cringy because Nikki just didn't know what hit him. I mean, from the very beginning, I mean, before even that scene, he has no idea yes. what hit him. So he's, you know, trying to figure out how to get them out of there. So the next scene, of course, like you mentioned, because she slept in later than usual, she's been, you know, roofied or poisoned or something. But something happened to her. Where
heck
she,
of a sleeping pill.
Yeah. And so she has no clue what's happening. And he tells her and she's just like, no, let's not do this again. Let's not do the trailer parks. And he's telling her there's going to be no electricity. We're not going to have all those conveniences. And she's like, I don't care. I just want to be with you and make you a dinner and make you a home. And
that adorable nightie while we're talking about her uh-huh. clothes, I'm also obsessed with that little, you know, half wrap that she puts mm-hmm. on.
Yeah, she's always lovely. Always, you know, done up. Just always
incredibly
done up.
Dressed, right? She's yeah. got a lot. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that Nikki's closet is in the shower?
Yes.
Oh, is it? I didn't notice that.
That's what he does. That's because what he does, and I feel like we skipped over the shower scene. We don't have to talk about it.
Oh, the shower scene.
And first of all, I thought it was hilarious. Second of all, I know he probably had like shorts on or something, but that like lower leg,
kind of risque. I always thought that was very risque.
I was like, mm-hmm. whoa,
yeah,
you
yeah,
guys are like,
yeah. I mean, even when you watch an I Love Lucy episode and he's, you know, taking off his robe, I never expected them to show a bare-chested 1950s Desi Arnaz, maybe like an undershirt or something, and then, you know, you're in the bathroom and that's it. Yeah. But yeah, when they do show those,
and that last part where he drops it, like,
I know,
and you're like, whoa,
Nikki Collini.
I know, my goodness, the things they let them get away with in a feature film,
but you can't say pregnant. But you can't say, but you can show that.